All right. Well, today was our first day out there. Okay, back off a bye, and guys were excited. A lot of enthusiasm out there. Things happened fast out there for them, and we had a good day's work out there. So it was good. I mean, the bye has helped us a little bit. We've gotten a little bit healthy and had a chance to go back and examine ourselves, you know, over the bye as coaches. And spend some time, some quality time this morning with the players, going through some of that, which we'll continue to do here this afternoon as well. So, you know, we gain a little bit of time to do some homework on ourselves and help fix some of the things that are broke a little bit as we analyze ourselves.
Didn't see Nick Roach out there. Any update on Nick Roach's condition?
No, Nick wasn't out there today, okay, and part of really what, you know, what my philosophy is right now, okay, is that if a guy is not practicing right now, okay, and can do something inside, we'll keep him inside, okay, as we speak right now. And, you know, maybe see Marcel out there at one point, okay, those type of things. Khalif, okay, we'll do some different things that way. So they won't be out on the field. They'll be finding work in other places.
What happened with Marcel?
Marcel came out of the game with a little bit of a strain. So I think he'll be fine. We'll see.
When you did the self-scouting during the bye, what sort of things did you learn that maybe you didn't know before going into that?
Well, I mean, one of the things, you know, and it gets, you know, obviously swept aside here, okay, and, you know, with where we are right now is just that there are some things that we've done well, okay, and that our kids need to see that. They need to see the things they've done well. It's easy to point out things they haven't done well, okay, but we need to see some of the things that we have done well and why did we do them well. Okay, you know, example, I mean, we've had 21 opportunities down in the red area right now. We're the best team in the National Football League on defense in the red area, okay? Well, I mean, that's 21 at-bats down there. That's a lot, okay? We'd like to have 21 on the offensive side of the ball right now, okay? So, you know, that's something that has been done well, okay? Some of the different types of runs that we've had in our offense, all right, those type of things. We've got a chance to really examine, okay, and show the kids, you know, what we've done well and what we haven't done well, okay, and why. And they're starting to learn the why, whether it's been player-driven, whether it's been scheme-driven, meaning could have been a coach, you know, coaching error, all right, certainly. I mean, we're all not perfect that way. Okay, and, you know, and whether or not it's something that our opponent did to us, okay. And we've examined all those things, and as we're going through the film with them right now, they get a chance to see that and learn from it. And I think that's really, you know, that's really important right now as we go forward because, you know, the things that we're not doing well, we're just not going to continue to do. I mean, there's no sense in putting a square peg in a round hole right now. We won't do those things, okay, and we'll get on to some of the things that we do well.
You said last week that you had a different philosophy than Dennis Allen and that you weren't going to share with the media until you spoke to the players. Can you share with us now?
Well, and again, okay, what I said last week, okay, is that I'm not Dennis and Dennis is not me, okay? It doesn't mean that my philosophy is any greater or any worse or any of those type of things, okay? You know, I mean, I came here and bought into Dennis Allen's philosophy, hook, line, and sinker, and it was the right philosophy. Hey, and just I do things differently, okay? My philosophy is different. One of the things that I believe, hey, is that, you know, you got to look at reasons, okay, how Oakland is beating Oakland right now, all right? Never mind our opponents. Hey, you have to give respect to your opponent, no question about that. But we got to look at how Oakland's beating Oakland. We're doing things faster. We've changed practice schedules. We've changed a ton of things right now, okay? The locker room has changed right now. The practice schedules are changed. We're tapering things down for the players so that the week tapers a little bit, as you will find out here, or maybe you already know. I mean, the practice time is different on Wednesday, okay? You know, a little bit more rest period, okay, prior to a big practice to get more out of Wednesday's practice. The week will continuously taper down for the players so that they have more gas in their tank when they get to the ball game, those type of things. We've added different periods to work on fundamentals, to work on fits, to work on some of the techniques that fly by in our league right now, okay, which is kind of why you watch what you watch and you see these 40-point lopsided games one way or the other in some situations, okay, is that teams kind of forget about those things, all right? And we need to get back to doing those things and putting an emphasis on those things. And I think from our end, anytime, you know, you come off a bye and you get a chance to examine yourself and you put a real emphasis on something, those things become important. So, you know, I mean, There's no secret that my philosophy is to run the football, okay, to keep games tight and try to be able to get yourself into a situation where you can win football games, okay, at the end of the game. I mean, I just showed the team a statistic over the last 5 years, all right, and it's staggering right now, the number of wins and losses, okay, and you can do your homework here. Over the last 5 years that the Oakland Raiders have had, okay, particularly the number of losses, all right, that were one score or less, all right. And when you start to look at those type of things and you really examine them, one score, okay, it can be a big difference in whether or not that mountain looks huge or it's just a hill.
How much of what you're doing practice schedule-wise and changing things up comes from what you've done in other places, and how much of that is new that you've worked on with the coaching staff here?
It all comes from my experiences, okay, my experiences in different places. You know, it's interesting. I mean, I put a stat up to the team the other day prior to them leaving, okay, and it showed, all right, over the last 5-10 years, okay, teams that have been 0-4, teams that have been 0-5, okay, that have finished 8-8, that have finished 11-something, that have finished 9-something, okay, 9-7, whatever the case is, okay, and have given themselves a chance. Well, you know, I have three people in the building right now, okay, that have been part of that turnaround, all right, Lamar Woodley, okay, most recently, last season, okay, with the Pittsburgh Steelers, all right. Marcus Robinson, all right, my secondary coach. Marcus has been part of that in Tennessee, actually twice, okay, and myself with the Washington Redskins and Marty Schottenheimer, okay. So when you have that kind of evidence, all right, and you can show some of those things to the players, I think, you know, and they take a look at that, everything is possible. So it's all been part of, you know, my experiences and the things that I've done. This is how we've done this, okay? Because if you continuously go in there and do the same thing over and over and over again, as I said to you, that to me is, it's not the appropriate definition for that, okay?
Was it beneficial to get a fresh set of eyes in when you had Mike Holmgren come in and kind of look at some tape?
Yeah, it was nice. I mean, it was good. Coach came in, and, you know, Reggie had him come in. Had told me, you know, that he was going to bring him in and have him watch some film, you know, just take a look. And it's all part of this, you know, self-analysis, you know, looking at all of us. You know, Reggie wanted to bounce some things off of himself, you know, and I enjoyed, you know, getting a chance to visit with him, and some of my coaches visited with him a little bit, and he got a chance to watch some tape. It's just good to get different set of eyes, you know, another perspective, somebody that's been there before that's been part of these type of things.
Derek Carr's injuries in the game appear to be a non-factor.
Yeah, I guess I wouldn't say non-factor right at this time, okay, but obviously he worked. You've seen him out there today. I mean, you know, we had him limited, you know, today. We don't need him to be full go today, okay, but he's been progressing nicely. We'll see where we are as we get going here during the week.
Well, Matt Schaub be your backup quarterback or Mac McGloin?
I won't. It's one of the things that I won't give up, okay? We'll keep that information to us as we move forward here, and, you know, and that's what we'll do. But, you know, both those guys got equal time today, you know, during the course of practice, which was good for us. You know, it was good to get those guys reps today, and they got equal time today.
Will Greg Olsen continue calling the plays on offense?
Yes, he will.
You mentioned you want to run the ball with Darren and Maurice. How do you see the job they've done so far? What do you see their roles being going forward?
Well, the job they've done so far, I mean, again, is the evaluation fair? Not fair, yeah. The evaluation's fair. You know, I mean, obviously Maurice didn't play in a couple ball games, so that's a little bit jaded, you know, a little bit skewed. But, you know, as far as Darren goes, you know, and watching that, I've been pleased with the way Darren has run the ball right now. He's run the ball hard. He's made good reads. He's made good fits. You know, one of the things we have to do a better job of right now is creating more explosive plays in that area. You know, and it does. And when I say explosive plays aren't defined to me by 20-yard runs, okay, at all. They're efficient plays. One of the things that not many people would realize is that we're one of the top teams in the league right now, in the National Football League, in not allowing or not having negative plays on offense, okay? Sacks, penalties, minus runs, those type of things. We don't have them, okay? We're one of the best in the league, okay? On the defensive side of the ball, okay, we're actually one of the best in the league enforcing those type of situations, okay, negative plays, all right? So those things are good, you know, and a lot of part of that, you know, big part of that obviously stems from the fact that we haven't had, you know, right now, knock on wood, okay, a lot of sacks. Hey, Derek gets rid of the football, all right? Those guys have done a decent job of protecting them at this point, you know, and we've limited our penalties. We've played a little bit smarter. So we need to continue to do that because that's all part of Oakland not beating Oakland.
As Raider fans get to know more about you and your background, one of the big names in your past is Bill Parcells.
Yeah.
What did you learn from him that you carry with you now as a head coach?
Well, a lot of my philosophy comes through Bill. You know, I've been fortunate in this business to work for three guys. You know, well, to work for a lot of guys. I don't know if that's – I guess that's fortune. But you know, Bill Parcells, Tom Coughlin, Marty Schottenheimer. I mean, these people, you know, working for Rex. You know, I mean, all these people have different philosophies and different styles. But Coach Parcells, obviously, I've probably taken the most from Coach. You know, had a chance actually to visit with him. You know, in the last couple of days, pick his brain a little bit too, you know, and that's a good resource for me always and always has been and I think always will continue to be. So, you know, that's been helpful for me. But, you know, part of Bill's philosophy was always don't beat yourself. You know, I mean, you can't beat yourself. You got to give yourself a chance to win the football game. And, you know, that's something that we did in Dallas. You know, when we walked into Dallas, that wasn't a perfect situation by any stretch of the imagination. Go back and look at it. Look at where they were. I believe they were 3-13, okay, prior to us walking in the door there. And that year, you know, we flipped that one. It was 10-6 and Quincy Carter. So, you know, but we're talking about the Raiders right now. And, you know, and it's all part of this. You know, yeah, that's part of my philosophy. And there's things that I take from every one of them, okay, but there's also just things that I have a strong belief in, okay, coming through this process and working for some of those people.
How involved will you be in terms of the defense?
I'll be involved, okay, no question about that. I've been involved in the last couple days, okay. I've been in there with the defensive staff, been in there with Jason Tarver. I've met with every coach individually, hey, and shared my beliefs, okay, and what I'd like to see happen, all right, and pretty much kind of what direction that we want to head, all right, you know, that way. But I'll be involved. I'll know the game plan. Okay, I'll make it my business to, you know, to be in there. Been in defensive meetings with the, you know, with the defensive players, those type of things, and have been in my meetings. So, you know, I will be involved. You know, I have all faith and trust in the world and what's going on over there with, you know, with JT and with the staff, you know, as far as that goes right now.
During your bye week evaluation, what can you kind of point out that's wrong with the run defense?
Well, one of the things is just simply, you know, honestly, it's getting back to fundamentals again. And I know that sounds silly, okay, but it's the fact, all right? What people are doing to us is they're spreading us out and they're running the football, okay? It doesn't take, I mean, you know, you don't have to be a coach to see that. You can sit up there and watch it. Hey, they're spreading us out. They're running the football, okay, and that creates more air in the defense, all right, and some of our run fits, the things that are necessary that way, fundamentals, okay, tackling, getting people on the ground, getting off blocks, okay, your alignments, those type of things all come into play. So this is part of this extra period that we've placed in practice and being able to put emphasis on some of these fundamentals, okay, and to be able to work some of those things. The things that in a normal work week sometimes can fly by, hey, and, you know, you really got to get back to stressing these things. And that's something that we're just going to do. We're going to get back to stressing them. And, you know, it's something that Dennis did. Hey, he did in training camp. We did it. You know, we stress these things. And, you know, we need to, you know, it's part of me and my philosophy of going back and trying to get a little bit more of that right now.
From what you saw the first 4 games, do you think you need to light a fire under this team? Is that part of the issue at all? Or?
I think that right now, okay, there's a fire lit in that locker room, okay? They see change, okay? They know there's change right now. And let's be completely honest, okay, and I said this the other day, and it didn't get written, and I'm going to say it again, okay, we were all part of the problem, every single one of us. Quite honestly, everybody, every single one of us in this building, okay, we were all part of the problem, all right? So what happened, okay, but the players in that locker room and the coaches in this building right now, okay, and some of the different people, all right, that are directly related with football have to answer those questions, okay? So no question about it, and justifiably so. But as far as lighting a fire, All right, they're prideful people in that locker room. They got a lot of pride, all right? And I'm proud of them with the way they came out there today and practiced. It's been a tough week for them, too. Okay, I realize they got away and that type of stuff, but it's been tough. There's change. They weren't sure what to expect, okay, when they got back here. In some situations, still not too sure, okay? I mean, I didn't let all my secrets out there with them yet. But, you know, I kind of like to keep them, as I told them, a little uncomfortable sometimes. Comfortable's not good, okay? Uncomfortable sometimes isn't a bad thing.
Have you spoken to Woodley or Woodson or any of them in terms of their veteran leadership turning this club around?
I have spoken briefly, okay, to them and will continue to speak, all right? And it will be an ongoing process in the next couple days where I will continue to speak, and they know that, okay? They know it's coming. They know that at some point, okay, and I told them that today in a meeting. I've reached out to some of you, okay? Some of you guys I haven't reached out to yet, but I will, and I'll continue to push them, okay? Because, you know, their experiences are important. I mean, Woodley's experience in that situation in Pittsburgh is important. He's been through it. He's seen it. He's lived it. You know, Charles's experiences in this league are important. So, you know, I mean, that's why you bring those players into your team, you know, is to share this with some of the younger guys at times or some of the veteran players that maybe don't see light at the end of the tunnel right away, okay? But this is all about being new right now, okay? And we put four games behind us today, and we're not going to look back at those four games right now. Once we're done with this self-analysis here, okay, we are looking ahead at 12 football games. We're not looking behind.
I want to go back on Roach. Was there a setback with Nick, or is this still, he's still?
No, no setback right at this second, no.
Guys, we have time for about one more.
You said, Marcel, it was a strain, but a strain what?
I guess I don't have to tell you that until Wednesday. So, how's that?